Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 3rd, 2023, through Friday, July 7th, 2023. Monday, July 3rd, 2023. A Tuma man and woman convicted for false tax returns and fraudulent unemployment benefits. Thien Mayang and Fayo Mai were convicted of conspiring to defraud the Internal Revenue Service by filing hundreds of fraudulent tax returns and of defrauding applicants out of unemployment insurance benefits and the Iowa Workforce Development out of benefits payments. Mayang pleaded guilty to 49 fraud and tax charges. Mai was convicted by a federal jury of 16 fraud charges. According to court records and evidence presented at Mai's four-day trial, Mayang and Mai ran a fraudulent tax preparation business out of their family's Atuma home. In exchange for a cash fee, Mayang and Mai prepared and filed their customers' tax returns. Mayang and Mai primarily catered to immigrants and refugees who worked at meatpacking facilities in Iowa and who had little or no ability to read, write, or speak English. Without their customers' knowledge or approval, Mayang and Mai included on their customers' federal tax returns, schedules and forms, fraudulent items such as false claims for residential energy credits, business expense deductions, or moving expense deductions for members of the United States Armed Forces. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, July 4th, 2023. Wind Collins sentenced to 120 months for expansive loan fraud scheme. Wind Collins was convicted of conspiracy to commit bank fraud, 6 counts of bank fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Wind received a sentence of 121 months in federal prison for these offenses. According to court documents and evidence presented during trial, investigators uncovered evidence of a fraudulent scheme during an investigation into a large-scale drug trafficking organization. From June 2014 through December 2019, Collins directed the scheme to defraud financial institutions by falsifying employment, income, and collateral information on auto loan and mortgage loan applications with credit unions and banks. Once the financial institutions funded the loans, Collins directed others, including co-conspirators, to launder the loan proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. Lavaca man sentenced to $134 million COVID-19 healthcare fraud and money laundering scheme. Billy Joe Taylor was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, and ordered to pay $29,835,825.99 in restitution for conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and money laundering. Taylor pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud and money laundering on October 27, 2022. According to court documents, Taylor and his co-conspirators submitted more than $134 million in false and fraudulent claims to Medicare in connection with diagnostic laboratory testing, including urine and drug testing and tests for respiratory illness during the COVID-19 pandemic that were medically unnecessary, not ordered by medical providers, and not provided as represented. Taylor and his co-conspirators obtained medical information and private personal information for Medicare beneficiaries and then misused that confidential information to repeatedly submit claims to Medicare for diagnostic tests. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, July 6th, 2023. Russian nationals charged with hacking one cryptocurrency exchange and illicitly operating another. Alexei Belyuchenko and Alexander Werner, both Russian nationals, are charged with conspiring to launder approximately 647,000 bitcoins from their hack of Mt. Gox. Belyuchenko is also charged with conspiring with Alexander Vinnik to operate BTCe from 2011 to 2017. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr. of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, as alleged in the indictment, starting in 2011, Billy Yuchenko and Werner stole a massive amount of cryptocurrency from Mt. Gox, contributing to the exchange's ultimate insolvency. Armed with the ill-gotten gains from Mt. Gox, Billy Yuchenko allegedly went on to help set up the notorious BTCe virtual currency exchange, which laundered funds for cyber criminals worldwide. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, July 7th, 2023. Man convicted of $54 million bribery and kickback scheme involving fraudulent prescriptions. David Brian Copeland was convicted for his role in a $54 million bribery and kickback scheme involving TRICARE, a federal program that provides health insurance benefits to active duty and retired service members and their families. According to court documents and other evidence, Copeland was part owner and senior sales manager at Florida Pharmacy Solutions, a Florida-based pharmacy that specialized in compounded prescription drugs. Copeland, along with his accomplices, engaged in a practice known as test billing to develop the most expensive combination of compounded drugs to maximize reimbursement from TRICARE. Copeland and his accomplices targeted physicians who treated TRICARE beneficiaries and paid bribes and kickbacks to physicians and salespeople to encourage the referral of prescriptions to FPS. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Please contact the ABFA at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.